With a $6,000 grant, Park City leaders hope to wean visitors and residents off using single-use bags as they purchase their groceries and souvenirs. Park City spokeswoman Phyllis Robinson says a resolution will be presented to the council today for approval, which, rather than outright banning disposable bags, will see what kind of impact they can have by educating people to bring their own.
We're taking a process very similar to what we do with the anti-idling ordinance, is taking that step back and saying we really need to spend some time doing some education and outreach, which is what we did long before we created an anti-idling ordinance here in town. So for the next year and a half to through Earth Day 2015, we'll be working with Recycle Utah on an education outreach campaign related to reducing the number of single-use bags that are used in town. And so we're going to start that off by seeding some funding to Recycle Utah to help create sort of a prototype bag that becomes sort of branded as a Park City tote bag that folks who are both here in town, but folks who are visitors, become sort of one of those things you end up taking all your tchotchkes home that you bought that you can take onto the plane and take home with you at that point.
The city, she says, will be working with local stores to measure the success of the campaign.
They're going to be helping us out, which is great, keeping some metrics for us so we understand sort of where we are today in terms of single-use bags. And that's both plastic and paper. I know we often talk about plastic bag ban, but it's both of them both create a waste stream as well as the petroleum-based products that are used to create the bags, and helping us understand sort of what's working and what's not in terms of that outreach and effectiveness.
In addition to the Earth Day 2015 milestone, city staff will provide reoccurring updates to the council on at least a semi-annual basis. The Park City Council meets in work session today starting at 3:40 at the City Council Chambers in the Marsac Building. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.